So who do we got on the line there?
Yeah, go ahead. Hello, caller.
Oh, hey, DJ Chef, what's cooking?
Oh, it's DJ Chef.
DJ Chef. Well, we were expecting you a half hour later, but we're going to go ahead and go with the show this way. So DJ Chef, how are you doing?
Good. Just hustling around. It was a little crazy this weekend. A lot of in-home parties and stuff out in the Hamptons area. Poconos, I'm like running all over the place.
So tell everyone out there what you do, who you are, and what you're about. We're down here in Northwest Indiana, and myself, yep. DJ, I don't even have cable at my house. I have no cable. Okay, yeah, I watch Channel 56, our mother station here, to see any kind of cooking shows. So tell us what you're all about. What's going on there, and give us some backstory about yourself.
All right, real simply, I started out as a DJ in junior high school, and then I got a job at a caterer, and I learned how to cook. And she kept coercing me to go to culinary school and get a career for myself. So after about a year of ignoring her, I just up and went one day. And, I signed right up, got my uniform, got my tools. I got a job downtown in Manhattan, big restaurant, learned all the stations, ended up going on to cook with Bobby Flay and, some world-renowned chefs in Manhattan. And then I got a job as a corporate chef, which gave me the weekends free. So what was happening was, the executives were asking me to do these dinner parties on the weekend. And I was like, great, got inspired again. But they were just like painstakingly boring. People swirling their wine, critiquing the food. So I said, what's missing here is the music.
Right.
So I thought, DJ.
Don't they go together?
I was cooking up the dinner party. Yeah. I just thought, now I'm just rocking the beats, the eats, and bringing the whole party. And I'm doing a lot of special birthdays right now, a lot of stuff with the brides, bachelorette parties, bridal showers. And, it's really crazy right now with the COVID. They can't do it at the wineries or in the clubs or restaurants. So I'm kind of saving the day for a lot of these girls that were supposed to be in Vegas, Nashville, and all that stuff.
So DJ Chef, where are you from originally?
New York.
I can tell by the accent. My wife's from the East Coast. She's from Massachusetts. And you know what? He is so right about music and food. I grew up cooking a lot of Greek restaurants, and they had the bouzouki going crazy, and all those chefs were just dancing around. And for some reason, when you have music going, DJ Chef, can you go for almost 24 hours straight cooking if you just have some good music going?
I'll tell you, I do it sometimes. In the summertime, I'm back-to-back doing three-hour parties, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 12. So it's, it's not really like, the days in the restaurant, It's
I know.
Standing on your feet. Here, you're moving, you're grooving, you're interacting. And, it's just two things I love to do. So, I look forward to every party, every event.
So what genre do you usually play, or is it up to the people?
I got to say, I'm still playing the same music as I always played. A lot of 90s hip-hop, just like a lot of the classics, And it's crazy that these 20-year-old girls, they just know the 90s and the 80s. So so we mix that in, the Whitney, the fun stuff,
Little Atomic Dog.
What's that?
Little Atomic Dog.
I'm
70s, 80s, dude.
Yeah, man. I do a lot of, 40th and 50th, and that's where we get real.
Well, loose. I'm 60th,
we got to mix in some of the new stuff.
So how did you get involved with Monica?
I'm big in the event world. I do Biz Bash. I do a lot of corporate events and food festivals. So I travel around. And I think we were both in one of these event groups, maybe on Facebook or something. I don't know. She just contacted me through my website. said, I'm doing this food truck festival. You'd be perfect for it. We got the stage, chefs, music. And, I'm the bridge between the food and the music. So it's perfect for me to host these things. I could just be on stage rocking the beats all the time, the whole day, and I'll do my own little cooking demo. And she brought me out there, and we just tore the house down. And I went back a couple of times for her at a restaurant and some other things.
So how's it working with DJ Chef?
Oh, I absolutely love him. We've become really good friends. We've known each other now for, 7 years. It goes by really quickly. So on the event level, we've done a lot of work together, and as well when we had the restaurant, he was also involved and came to the grand opening. We had a huge Cinco de Mayo party, and everything was absolutely amazing. So
you know what I got to say to you, Chef, you got it made, because I was looking at your website and some of those some of those videos. You got a lot of nice looking girls dancing around you while you're pouring that milk into the pan and stuff like that.
Hey, you know, it is what it is.
It's all about presentation.
You know what I mean? I stay in character. I keep it professional, and it's a great gig, and I'm always still working to fine tune it, make it better, make it the best it can be, and I also wanted to talk about nationally. You guys up there in the Northwest Indiana can check me out March 9th. I'm okay. Gonna be back on Food Network on Supermarket Steakout.
Okay, I see that. Now I'm a guy that has no cable. Tell us what Supermarket Sweepstake is.
Well, it's another one of these crazy cooking competitions. You know, obviously you can't straight cook, that wouldn't be entertaining, right? So here you're cooking in a parking lot, in a supermarket parking lot where they set up a mock kitchen, with grills and, you get a burner. They have some equipment there, and they give you $500 to make through three rounds. So each round you have to bargain your ingredients off a shopper that comes out of the market. So it's really like, and you can't look through the stuff. It's a grab bag. So say the theme is, I think one of our themes were like warm and cozy. You had to make a warm and cozy dish that fit the theme, but you had to bargain the ingredients off the shoppers. So a little crazy, you just have to, as a chef, you're kind of used to improvising,
Right.
Produce guy doesn't bring, your requested apples, so instead of apple pie, you got to do something with pears, So, as chefs, we're used to that kind of thing, thinking on our feet. So, it's very entertaining, to say the least.
So you were the champion of Cutthroat Kitchen.
Yeah, that show was even crazier.
Yeah, tell me about that one, too.
So it's kind of the same premise, but they give you prize money first. I believe it was $50,000 or $20,000, $50,000. There's three rounds, and each round, so like you had 2 minutes to find your ingredients in the pantry. Here you had to make the specific dish. I think the first round was like taco. So you had to run into the pantry 2 minutes, get the ingredients that you need. If you forgot it, you got to figure out a way how to get it in these sabotage rounds. So before you start to cook, there's three sabotages, and you have to either spend your money on a sabotage and sabotage someone, or hold on to your prize money and then deal with the sabotage and work with that handicap throughout the rest of the round. So it was definitely crazy, also, and very entertaining. I have it on my website there. You can check it out. They left all my one-liners in, so it's pretty fun.
So does Guy ever spin records with you? What kind of relationship you have with him? I've seen some pictures of you.
I work with him in Chicago. There's this big show called the International Houseware Show, and the way I linked up with him was there was a knife company, Ergo Chef Knives, and I had linked up with them. They hooked me up with their knives, and then they asked me to come to the show to do a fundraiser after the show for the CCAP program, which kind of they give out these grants for culinary students, that are maybe underprivileged or, can't afford the program. It's a really good program. And Guy was the host. So I did the first year, and then I did like 4 or 5 years with him.
Wow.
In Chicago. And it was a lot of fun because all the top chefs are there who have products. Gordon Ramsay, we bumped into 1 year. Michael Simon.
Now, how was Gordon as a person? I mean, were you able to talk to him?
Yeah, he's not really mean like that in person. He's actually funny. He was sitting, a bar out there in Chicago, and everybody went there afterwards, and they had like the little, the tables, like the banquettes, I guess you had to pay to sit there. So he's sitting like on top of the banquette with the bottles and everything. I was like, look at this guy, And we were talking a little bit, and nice guy.
Nice guy, huh? So what's one of the wildest events you ever did?
Or
wildest exotic. I mean, you picture me of a guy that's just like out there. I mean, ready for a party, ready just to be the lead of making everyone happy. So what's one of the wildest or most exotic events you've ever done? And keep it, we're NPR now. Okay.
Well, I'm not gonna get into glory details. I mean, you can imagine what happens at so parties, but I think wild and exotic. I got booked. It was probably like 4 or 5 years now to do an event in Dubai.
Wow.
Now, I didn't really know anything about Dubai. I'm like, is it safe to go? Do I need security? I know nothing about Dubai. I'm thinking the worst, you know? I did my research, and it's like one of the richest areas in the world, you know? So I went to Dubai, and I'm doing this event, and it turns out it's a one-year anniversary of Crate and Barrel at the mall. They're all about the malls there. So, you know, I get there.
I would never have thought that. That's wow.
The MC was from Minnesota. I'm like, what? We hit it off right away. She was really cool. And it turns out she dated, like, one of the sheiks or something, and she was, like, in the tabloids. You know, she was, like, a little local celebrity there because, I guess, she's dating this high-profile guy. And she was like, you know... So we exchanged numbers, and then I'm like, you know, I'm just going to stay at the hotel. I don't, you know, I don't really know the laws around here. I'm not going to act up. I'm going to stay at the hotel. I'm eating dessert. She's like, hey, you know, it's Friday, and they have, like, these parties on Friday. You know, they have the regular house, and on Friday, there's, like, a party house or something. And she's like, you got to come. You got to come see it. I'm like, I'm sitting here eating dessert. I'm just going to chill. She's like, get in the cab, you wuss. I was like, what? She's, like, challenging me. So I was like, all right, I get in the cab. And she's telling me over the phone to tell the cab driver where to go. We come to this mansion, and I'm already full. Like I said, I'm eating dessert. And then, boom, out comes the pasta, the fish, the steak, the salad. And I'm like, you know, I'm really, like, not eating that much. She's like, oh, you got to eat. They're getting salted. I'm like, all right, so I'm eating food. And now the phone rings.
Don't get insulted.
The guy says, all right, we're going to go to, you know, Sheikh so-and-so's party in my honor. So now I'm going to, I'm like, going to her, and I'm like, he's like, you got to go. You got to go. I'm like, all right. So now we go to another one party, and it's like supersized poolside. And the same thing. You know, the food's coming out. They give me like a hookah. They're like, what flavor you want? I look at her. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, just ask them what flavor. So you want honey nut or whatever. So they bring in this honey apple hookah, place it down in front of me. I'm like, you know, I never had a hookah before. I just like before it was like in fashion, you know? Uh-huh. So, and then the food's coming out. They have, like, these models serving the food poolside. And then I'm like, all right, I better go. You know what I mean? Like I said, I totally didn't get everything. But it was an experience, you know. And that was definitely the most exotic event that I've done.
So how do you book?
Oh, the airline. I didn't tell you about the airline. Have you ever heard
nope,
of that?
Tell me.
Emirates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
it's
in,
like
yeah.
It's like a flying hotel.
The commercials look like that, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. They have, like, you know, the women wearing, like, the garb with, like, you know, like, cool hats and, like, I don't know.
They all look like models, too, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Like Aladdin, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and there's, like, 20, and they're just bringing you whatever you need. It's really nice. I mean, they had, like, another level. I guess that must have been, like, a first class above me, which, you know, I wasn't first class, but... It's a long flight, but it was really, really nice. It was a great experience. The flight alone, I was blown away.
You know, you got such a good following, and I'm sure when you go and do a party, you probably put it out there that you're going to have a party. Do you get all these party crashers using your name?
I haven't experienced that, but in New York City, there's, like, famous party crashers. Like, they always make newspapers, like, how they get into this party.
Yeah.
And if your party gets crashed by this guy... Your party was hot. This guy Shaggy. I mean, you can look him up. He's got like the Shaggy blonde hair, and he has crashed two events that I was at. That's funny you say that.
So when he crashes, it becomes a bigger event.
No, but you know he's reloading. He's loading. He's got like five drinks in his hand.
So
at Fizz Bash, and then like another event I did downtown.
So how does somebody book a party from you? How do they, you know, get a hold of you?
I mean, obviously, you know, at my website, djshop.com, I have the whole booking form there. You can fill out, you know, some information about your event. And, as of late, just like Instagram is just like, I don't know, people are going to Instagram first these days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I keep it updated and everything. You can contact me through there as well.
So what's going on with you in the future? What's coming down the road for you?
I don't know. You know, I'm working, to kind of get some products out there. You know, I've always wanted to do like a hot sauce. You know, I have this vision for like a Chipotle ketchup. I always wanted to do, you know, because like, you know, the ketchup's just too sweet, you know, it needs that little smoky, you know, something, you know. So like, you know, I have a vision for like 3-4 products, and I'm just kind of exploring that a little bit. And then, yeah, still trying to push to get my own TV show. I mean, that was one of the initial sorts of DJ Chef. It's like a fun MTV style cooking show, you know, just having fun with
it's
food.
Perfect for MTV.
Yeah, I mean, the old MTV. I mean, music anymore. But that was the thinking. And
the first video I ever seen on MTV was Spanoff Ballet. What was that song? That was the first one. And Cindy Lauper. Those are the first two I seen on MTV.
The first song on MTV was Radio Killed the Video Star.
Yeah, and that was
Video
true.
Killed the Radio Star.
What am I saying? Video Killed the Radio Star. But then the reality TV killed the video star.
So, are you coming back and go to see Monica soon, or?
Yeah, Monica, when are we doing the next event? What's on the schedule?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Okay. I have a special announcement, but it will be soon.
What, Monica, was he involved with any of your recipes, or?
So we have a shrimp taco, a Baja shrimp taco, and so when he came down for the grand opening, he actually, when he was cooking and DJing, he cooked that recipe, and that continued to be one of our specials. We do utilize it on our catering menu for bigger events, so absolutely.
Well, DJ Chef, we're going to let you go because I'm going to focus in here on Monica.
And
and she brought us like a whole table full of food, a whole table full of food. So I still got to eat.
Awesome.
And you know what? And Sharon, you got your phone so we can play some music. I want to dance and stuff. This guy's inspired me.
You want me to play Greek music out of my phone?
Yeah, I want Zorba right
now. Wow, look at that, man.
So DJ Chef.
Oppa.
DJ Chef, thanks for joining us here on Lakeshore Public Radio. It was a pleasure and an honor to meet you. I'll be looking out for you, too.
All right, thank you. Please tune in March 9th, Food Network, 10 p.m.
Okay.
Market Takeout.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We got a phone call, you said?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Who do we got on the line?
Let's see. Hopefully, I left him waiting there for a while, but he seems okay with it.
Who do we got?
Mike, you still there?
I am.
Oh, there Mike, how are you doing?
Hey.
All right. Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles.
Right, yes. Right.
And was it Spazoff Ballet? I forget what it was.
Spandau Ballet.
But he looked like a spaz to me.
Oh, he looked like a clean-cut, well-dressed.
That's a real good song.
That was a good song.
When I hear that, it reminds me of being in Delta Ta Delta. That's where I saw it.
Oh, wow.
So, Mike, what's going on? You got a question for Monica here?
I do. I have a food truck operation question.
Okay, that's what we like to hear.
I love those.
Going from town to town, different festivals, or even across state to state lines, how difficult is it? What do you have to do? Do you have to get food inspector each time, state inspection each time? And how much red tape is it? And is it, you just can't pull up at a food truck, stop and say, here I am. I mean, I guess I just wanted to know how difficult that is.
Sure. Great question. So what you do, it depends on the county locally. So right now with COVID, as of last season, Porter County was giving full season licenses, whereas with Lake County, you had to get individual licenses unless you were at a specific location more than 10 times. But for example, even though I had a full season license in Porter County, every time I had an event coming up, you have to notify the health department, and there is the chance that they come and show up and inspect the truck while you're in operations. Before you get your truck up and running, you have to be inspected by the health department, and then you also have to have if you don't have a brick-and-mortar location, you have to have a commissary kitchen and the proper insurance. And all of that is part of it. Then the health department, you schedule time, they come out, inspect the truck, and then they approve it. And once they approve it, you can get those special permits.
Okay.
Mike, where are you calling from, Mike?
Chesterton.
Now, are you interested in maybe starting a food truck, or are you just...
Well, personally, no, I can't boil water. my wife and I, we have some friends, and we've always talked, oh, that would be so great to be able to do that. And it's like, I think that's a little more difficult than you think. And just,
sure.
There's a lot more to it. And well, I'm sure there's a lot of fees you have to pay and the permits and all that.
And they're actually not that bad. The most expensive part is the truck.
Yeah. Well, isn't it also like getting going? Once you start rolling and the inspectors are used to you and you know the system.
Oh, yes.
It's all about starting it. Just get going. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work ahead of time.
And you just have to make sure, you know, you're obviously following all the guidelines, especially right now with COVID. So we had to make sure everyone was properly socially distanced, which was hard at times when you have a long line. But I'd be more than happy to talk to you, you know, off the show and help in any way I can. I work a lot also with other food trucks, and I have over 6 years of experience. So I would love to share any information that I can to help you out or your friends.
Well, that's really nice of you to say that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in. And we'll be sending out some gift cards.
Appreciate it.
Oh, all right. I hope to hear from you soon.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
So, Monica, give us some background about yourself.
Oh, boy. Where do I start? I was originally born in Mexico.
Oh.
And my dad was a chef, so that's where I got my passion for the industry. I started off with a degree in communications and with an emphasis in public relations, and found my way back into the industry. I was always involved in it. We opened a restaurant in Chesterton, and it was a success. There was just a lot of different issues that came up, and with the times, we decided to pivot. And so we went back, we saw the demand, and we had people reaching out to us for caterings. So we built our way up from a tent setup, you know, to the truck. So it's just about pivoting with the times. But my culinary background, I don't have any education per se. Mm-hmm. It's all hand-taught.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, but that's the best way.
That is the best way. I mean, I went to culinary school, and Sharon's probably heard me say it a million times. I learned more in all the restaurants I worked in than I learned at culinary school.
Well, yeah.
It gave me a base.
Your experience was the thing that was your teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically. And the culinary school probably just got you prepared to go out and get the experience. Is that the deal?
That's what it is. It helps you kind of get you going. So how long have you had the food truck for?
Actually, we just rolled out last season.
Oh, okay.
Not that long. And it'll be...
Was the food truck, like, because you felt like you still wanted to do food, but you were kind of backed up into the restaurant thing, and you kind of felt like the food truck was safer?
No, we were.
Or you saw an opportunity out there?
We saw the opportunity. You know, I was kind of down and out because the restaurant had to close, and I just saw I had been working with food trucks a long time prior to that, I just saw the opportunity as we went along.
See, that's good. See, like, yep. I've never worked with a food truck. I look at a food truck like, wow, like it's a big monster to try to
There's
tackle.
A lot of ins and outs.
You know?
And I had a lot of food truck owners that worked with me hand in hand, and I actually worked their truck.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot about it in between. So that's a huge help.
That's how it works.
A huge benefit.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
That's right. Thanks for listening here on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. You're listening to Let's Eat with my hombre, Sharon Jackson.
Right
and
here.
I'm Chef Nick. And we got Monica here from La Mamacita Food Truck. And how did you come up with that name?
Las Mamacitas. Oh, boy. You know, there's different translations for the name.
Mm-hmm. And actually, that's why I didn't
really put two and two together until somebody was like, do you know what that means? And I said, what? And they said, Hot Mom. And I'm like, oh, perfect. and then I started developing the brand. I worked on the brand myself in conjunction with somebody that helped me actually design the logo. And so it just came to life, you know.
And, you know, the logo reminds you of a La Mamacita. I mean, it's got isn't got the eyes.
The big eyes. Yeah,
and
the
it's
big
like,
green eyes.
And it's kind of got like this fiery look to it.
Yeah.
But La Mamacita also means baby mama, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So it's also like... you can walk up and say, La Mamacita, you're your mother, and it's like kind of nice, but then you see a girl walking down the street and say, Hey, La Mamacita.
It can mean that like means hot mama. Things. Yeah.
And it's, to it's, me, it means multiple things. Moms cook the best homemade meals, moms and grandmas.
Yeah, see, I think and of like a mom, grandma, matriarchal.
When you think that name, does that make you develop food in a different way? Like, because you're La Mamacita, you feel like you got to be a little edgy when you make food?
Yeah, and that really came along with my personality, so a little bit.
So what does it mean to you, and how are you, like, what is it, your meaning of it? What are you conveying by it?
It's really a persona of who I am. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, it's, you know, multiple things. I'm a really trendy and outgoing person, but at the same time, I'm a mom.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's got a beautiful little baby.
But I'm also a mom in general, you know, even for to my employees. You know, they're like part of my extended family, so.
And are you close to your mom? And is it like tribute to your mom?
Yes, and my grandma as well, yes.
In the Mexican tradition or in the culture, isn't the daughter the one that takes care of the mother later?
Yep. Exactly. Excellent. So it's up to my sister and I. No pressure.
Folks, it's all on you, too.
Folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. And Monica from La Mamacita Food Truck has got a value box, either a taco, nacho, or a tamale box. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty big value. And if you call in, she'll be happy to offer it to you. So we were talking off air. What'd you want to talk about?
I was just mentioning right now off season in the cold weather, we actually are collaborating with the VFW in Valparaiso off of Roosevelt Road. So on Tuesdays and Saturdays, other than any other special days, we offer pickups and deliveries. We've also partnered with Delivery.com, Northwest Indiana. So they're helping us and offering deliveries to local residents in the area. And part of the proceeds go back to the veterans. And so it's a really good cause. And non-members during those days are welcome to come in if they want to sit down and have a cocktail, give back. Or we also bring out food curbside we deliver it as well. So it's, you know, it's a really good initiative for us to help give back and then also be able to keep operations going during the season. Right now, we are not operating for the rest of the month of February just because I just had surgery, but we'll be back in there the first Tuesday, hopefully, in March. And so if you just follow our Facebook page, you can get our schedule there. And otherwise, you know, you're more than welcome to text or give me a call. My phone number is 219-455-1744.
So you brought in some really delicious food.
Thank you.
I can smell it wolfing through here.
And the presentation is awesome.
I mean, when she brought it in, I'm like, you brought too much stuff here. But it looks like it's been cleared out pretty good, too.
They didn't
leave any. I'm going to save a few tamales for my wife, Karen, because she just loves tamales.
I hope you grabbed them in advance.
I know. I hit them behind the curtain over here.
Yeah, that was smart thinking.
They have a little bit of a kick to them. Those are jalapeno cheese tamales.
So what did you bring in for us to try?
So we brought in a variety of our most popular tacos, so our chicken chipotle, and then we also brought in our steak, which is made from a ribeye cut steak, so we use the highest quality of meat. And then we have El Pastor, which is one of the traditional pork Mexican variations of meat. A lot of people are not familiar with it, but it's marinated in citrus juices, and there is sliced pineapple as well as sliced onions mixed in with the meat.
And you also brought in guacamole?
Oh, guacamole. That is our staple. Everybody loves it. I make it to order. I won't let anybody else make it other than myself.
Before you go on to the next thing, you got a secret to stop it from turning brown?
I do.
Is it lime juice?
Well, actually, so for caterings, it's the only time that, you know, we would let it sit. We make it by the half pan or whole pan. It is not lime juice. It is actually citric acid.
Okay.
And you can only put a little bit, but we use that as a substitute for lime juice because it does have that flavor. So we don't put as much lime juice. And actually, we tested it out, and it'll stay green for a week.
Wow.
How do you get citric acid? I mean, is it something you can buy?
GFS.
Oh, you can get it. Okay. I say I'm kind of green in the kitchen, too.
No, but that's really, I mean, especially if you're meal prepping, it's perfect and guaranteed at least a week stays green.
Well, we got people just keep coming back and eating. Do you also make your own salsa?
So I make my own salsa, yes. And we also have refried beans, Mexican rice, and then the tacos, tamales, and I brought some conchas as well, which is a sweet bread, a Mexican.
And I've seen that. I've seen that on one of on the again on Channel 56. They do a lot of food stuff, but I've never. I hope I get some because I've seen them, but I've never tasted it. Can you explain? It's such a cool. I love baking things. You make those from scratch?
Yes. Well, I don't myself. I won't take the credit for but it. Some, but my next door neighbor happens to be from Mexico, and she started with us with the restaurant. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, she makes.
You don't see those around here, really.
No.
Am I right? Yeah. I mean, you and don't really see in the bakeries.
We only have them conches. On certain, you know, certain times.
So explain what those are.
It's actually the best way for me to explain it is a Mexican sweetbread. Traditionally, you drink it with coffee. We dunk it in our coffee. But you can really, like, even the kids, they dunk it in hot milk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, or you can just have them by themselves.
Forgive me if this is a stupid question, but is that anything like sopapillas?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to explain. You actually have to try it.
You have to try it. And they're really interesting looking.
Yeah, and the consistency is different than a typical bread consistency, so.
Okay.
So who did the artwork on your truck?
Oh, Zeno's Graphics, and they did an amazing job. So, actually, when we had gotten, I named her Esmeralda.
She looks like an Esmeralda. You got to pull it up, Sharon. Yeah. Pull
I'm
it
up check
on your,
it out.
Yeah, check
I'm
it out.
Check
Go
it
ahead.
Out.
We actually went to them, and it turned out that the previous owners had like 11 layers of hand paint on there. So they had to hire and outsource a different company to come in and strip all the paint down to the metal. But they did a really, really nice job. Ezzy is actually out of commission this season, so we're rolling out with a new truck. So.
You got a new truck because the other one broke down.
Yeah, we just so she's retired and.
You don't think you'll bring her back and have two trucks?
No, not
is
right.
One truck. One truck's enough, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking into actually starting to build out trucks myself.
Okay.
And not just for Las Mamacitas, but that's a separate business plan, but.
Well, you have the experience.
But definitely, yeah.
You know how to design them.
So, and it's my passion, you know, designing the trucks and actually, you know, Las Mamacitas and the meaning behind the food is actually, it's a part of me, uh-huh. part of my heritage and a part of who I am, so.
So what time do you start in the morning when you're rolling? Now it's kind of stagnant. Uh-huh. But when you have your regular, and what is your regular season? What do you consider a season
usually
for you?
Starts in spring, May, and then, you know, just depending on weather, it can go all the way through October.
Okay.
And then we have our, like, holiday season, so Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, we're extremely busy. We are back-to-back with caterings, but those are more in-house caterings, mm-hmm. you know. But that's our busiest time. And that is extremely busy to where you're working till 11 at night and then you're having to get back up at 4 in the morning. And we have a staff of, it's myself and then three others, and then you, two and then our chef.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working, you know, most weeks during the season, 16-hour days.
Do I have the right truck here? Is this like a pair of eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So the new truck will have those same eyes, everything the same. We're going to have a grill inside and a hood system inside and a fryer, which, you know, helps to save us a lot of labor-wise, mm-hmm. you know. And so, you know, there's a lot more capabilities that we're going to have inside the truck that'll help us meet the demand and produce a faster, a better, not a better quality product, but, you know, be able
more
to
efficient.
Execute more efficiently and quicker.
Right. Folks, I need you to dial in 769-9577, 769-9577. And the next caller that calls in with a good question will receive a free taco box or nacho box or tamale box. And actually, the value of that is $45.
Huge.
We got one of those to give out.
A fryer on the truck. How does that work? that going to be like? I mean, is that like a deep fryer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'll fit and everything, huh?
Yep. And I know everything according, like how things need to be laid out according to the health code standards. So,
How many square feet is your truck?
Oh, gosh. 10 by 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know,
about that.
Believe me, there's some kitchen. There's a restaurant right down the street from this station that's probably their kitchen with the refrigerators in there is probably as big as your truck.
Is it hard to keep all that contained when you're driving around and everything?
The refrigerator will have a lock on it. We've had with the other truck too. And there's times where you just get so busy and you're closing up shop and it's like, I'm driving the truck and I'm like, I hear bang, bang, bang. And I'm like, oh
yeah.
And I call, I always have someone following me or in front of me and I call them and I'm like, did you lock the fridge? No, have to pull over. Oh. And there were a couple of times where, the fridge wasn't locked and the food was just everywhere. And there were a couple times where the fridge wasn't locked and everything was in place.
So. What about like hot grease? Like, you know, because my parents had a restaurant and they had a deep fryer.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't imagine trying to move that thing.
So we had a portable deep fryer in the other truck. You know, we didn't have to move anything. We would just pick it up and then put it on the shelf. And, you know, you have to clean it.
Mm-hmm.
According to protocol, but you don't have to physically, like, move it, like, you know, just only during the deep cleaning and when you take the grease out to change it. So it's really not that bad. And actually having the grill and the hood system and everything there is going to make life a lot easier.
Do you have to use a commissary, even if your truck is almost like
not if it's self-sustainable.
Oh, so if it's self-sustainable, you can do all your prepping there. And you know what? And in a way, in the springtime, early in the morning, I just remember working 11:07 in the morning, and I get off, and I just loved how it felt early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure cooking open air like that is kind of cool.
I mean, we all keep the commissary just because for food storage purposes.
Right.
There is a we have the VFW, which we're utilizing also as our commissary right now, which we'll continue to do so. But we're also working with a new space that's opening up in Valpo in April, and it's going to be almost like a ghost kitchen concept. It's called the Lincoln Kitchen. They're also on Facebook, and so we'll be able to utilize one of their kitchen spaces, and then you'll also be able to come in, order, and pick up, and then also there'll be multiple delivery companies that can deliver out, and there's going to be a couple of different varieties of food, so it's that's a new experience that we're also involved in. And then something also really exciting is we're collaborating with a new space in Hobart. It's called Wild Woods, a gathering space, and it's an event space. And so we're one of their main caterers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really exciting. It's such a great space. It's a historic building. From the second you walk in the door, you just get that feel. You know, the floors have been refinished, but they're still the same floors that were in the building, and the building's over 110 years.
Wow.
So
you touched on how you do catering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, can you give us like some of the options you have? I'm sure you have like drop-off catering, maybe your truck. I mean, what kind of catering you do, and what kind of notice do people need? And give us a phone number that
sure.
they can reach you at.
So it just depends. I mean, we have we do everything from staff appreciation lunches to, you know, staff parties. We do individual boxed lunches or caterings to where we do everything individually boxed. Or we can do buffet style where we bring it in and we either drop it off or, you know, we provide service for that too. When the truck is functional, you know, we have the truck to offer as well. So.
You get that? You get a lot of people where you just pull up with the truck and just do the catering from
mm-hmm.
the truck?
Yes.
And how's that work? I mean, are they able to pick 10 items, 2 items?
We have a general menu that I like to use. It's really budget friendly and it offers, you know, the guests a variety of different options to choose from because everything's made to order. The menu consists of the guest gets to choose from their choice of tacos, make your own quesadilla, or make your own Mexican bowl. And then all the packages do come with rice and beans, chips and salsa. And for a package like that, you're looking anywhere from $10 to $12 a person, just depending on what meat you choose. You do get a choice of 2 meats. And so it just offers a little bit of everything. And, you know, not everybody likes tacos.
Right.
So not.
Well, do you go off menu? I mean, do you have a secret menu? I mean, wait for it, or do people?
I really customize everything. I work with everyone that calls us. So we customize everything according to, you know, the individual's budget, their taste, and their event or mm-hmm. the occasion. So it just depends. I mean, even all staff caterings are different because we have done staff caterings for Home Depot in the past and American Water, mm-hmm. Hospice of Valparaiso, and each one is different. But I really work hand in hand with them and with anybody that's hiring us for a special occasion.
Right.
The other thing that we do is we work hand in hand with different local vendors. So if somebody needs a yard sign or balloon decor or live entertainment or a margarita bar, we can piece everything together.
When you say margarita bar, you're actually able to sell alcohol?
Yep. So we partnered with a...
Where's the margaritas on this table?
I know.
Yeah, really. We're like to bring them. It's Friday.
But guess what? I can't drink them right now, so you can't. No, but...
Wait, Sharon.
Come on.
How fair is that, right?
I know, right? Oh, we got to have her back and but, just say, hey, bring the margaritas.
Next time.
It's
next
a ploy
to get me back in.
Okay, no. We'll get you back in.
But we do make all of our mixes from scratch, so... We do that, and then we've partnered with an outside catering company so that they bring in the bar services, and we collaborate.
You ever done a wedding?
Yeah, lots of weddings.
Lots of weddings.
We had a couple of fun ones last season, and I have 3 weddings scheduled for this upcoming season. So,
you know, and that's actually, you know, I like that idea, and it's probably very economical, too, for you know.
Could you like
parties.
A tres leche cake? I love it.
Yes.
No, that's
yes.
the best. No,
so you do a lot of baking? I mean, do you? Or you
not me. I'm a horrible baker.
So you have some of that.
That's my neighbor again.
She
so
does.
She, we stick to the churro donuts we make on the truck. But because it's literally you just have the donut and then you deep fry it, mm-hmm. and we have a cinnamon sugar mixture.
Churro donuts?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're so good with a little scoop of Valpo velvet ice
you put
cream.
Put the chocolate in it? Or?
Mm-hmm. No chocolate.
Oh, okay.
But it's good.
It's okay.
And then we have the flan for catering,
nice.
Which is one of our staples. We brought that from the restaurant, and then the tres leches.
So, you know, we talked about all your catering. So when the season starts, where are some of your locations where we can find you?
Okay.
And I know you said you can go on, your website and find out where you are, too?
Yeah, on Facebook right now. I'm updating our website. So on Facebook or by calling me or texting me, 219-455-1744. You know, coming up, we have events in Michigan City. We have a couple events in Valpo.
And when you say events, those are like places that asked you to come out to set
mm-hmm.
up.
Oh, so...
I'm looking at like... Do you go
we
to the steel mills and stop on Mondays? I mean, do you do that? I mean, you have certain days for certain places?
We often visit CVS on Calumet on Thursdays, right over there across from Taco Bell.
Did you do the big unveil of the big announcement yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Go tell us some spots, and then we'll get to the big
unveil. Make sure that you don't forget.
So Strachan, Vantel, and Chesterton, CVS in Valpo. Coffee Cabin in both in Valpo and in Schererville. Those are our regular stops,
okay.
To name some of the few.
Now, when you, it's like certain places on certain days,
we
and
just
do you
pop
move more?
Up in between our caterings and our everything, like our guaranteed things that we have, or bigger events and things that we have.
So if you go to one place, say you go to a Home Depot one moment, mm-hmm. do you, in 3 hours, at another place? Or do you just stop one place one day and that's it? Because people probably want to stock up on your stuff.
It depends on the day.
Okay.
So some days we've broken it up. Mm-hmm. One day we had a girls basketball tournament and then a drain, and then we went to CVS after because we had some product left and some time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time we just stick to one place.
Okay.
A lot of the times when we schedule Home Depot, we're scheduled there to do their staff appreciation lunches.
Okay.
So we'll just stay the whole day.
I see.
And then the CVS and coffee cabins, we just pop up in between and Strax too when we have available time.
We have Monica from La Mamacita Food Truck. I want to say where would you say your home base is?
I would say Valpo.
Out of Valparaiso.
Mm-hmm.
We got her on the radio here. She brought in a lot of delicious food. We only have like 5 minutes left, and she has a gift card for either a taco box, a nacho box, or a tamale box.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $45 value.
It's huge.
Call in. Because Sharon's going behind the curtain with her
Feeds
phone.
About
Sharon, get over here.
I'm just taking pictures. Just pictures.
769-9577. 769-9577. You got a few minutes to call in. But in the meantime, Monica's got something to tell us, some excitement.
Yeah, so stay tuned to our Facebook page. We are actually in the process of collaborating with a variety of local Mexican restaurants, as well as you know, some local Mexican vendors to put together a taco and tequila festival.
Oh, that sounds good.
For Northwest Indiana. So we're looking at about 15 to 20 vendors, you know.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Family-friendly entertainment.
Where's it going to be at, the location?
To be determined.
So we got to get DJ Chef there,
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, that's
I hope you're listening. Because we need you. We need to sell a
and
lot.
Then maybe we can get him in the studio, too.
Yeah, we need him. You know,
he's a lot of fun.
Oh, you know, if you looked at his Instagram, it's like, how does he live that lifestyle?
Yeah.
I'd be tired every day. There's no way I can keep that
up. I think he's like me. He's really passionate about it.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're passionate about something and it's not just a job to you, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the point about playing the music, you know, I've done cooking classes. And it's amazing when I have the music in the background, I can go forever. I mean, it's just amazing.
Oh, it is. And he gets the crowd involved. He was talking about how he first met, and he had people dancing on stage, and it was just, it was great.
It's funny. It's probably something he did, and he's like looking around like, wow, I've made an effect, and he just went with it.
Okay.
Who we got online?
We got
a winner to this?
Kathy from Shelby.
Kathy, how are you?
Very good.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm happy to get on.
So
this is great.
So you like Mexican food?
Oh, I love it.
Well,
I love it.
You gotta love this stuff because it smells good and it's almost all. Monica brought a bunch of food and it's almost all gone.
Oh, that was her spread for you guys.
Oh yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a spread for you too.
You have a
question for us? Because if you do, you get this gift card from Monica.
Homemade tamales. I love them. My husband used to bring them home from some lady that used to make them when he worked at Ford Motor Company in Hegewisch.
Uh-huh.
And I have not had better since.
No pressure.
Yes. Yes. And I'd love to learn how to make them. I'll come help you for free.
Oh, there you go.
I would put
you in for an apprenticeship.
That's awesome.
I would love to.
Where are you calling from?
That's a great idea. I should have offered
Shelby,
to do that,
Indiana.
Too.
Indiana.
Oh, you come from Shelby, Indiana. Where's Shelby, Indiana located?
Where are you close to?
It's probably about 10 minutes south from Lowell.
Okay.
Is
it by the Kankakee River?
Yes. I'm going over it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Down by Fair and
you guys get
Rosemont
flooded from time to time, right?
Yeah. We had Hanford Meat Company in. They're from down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was a kid, I used to put in gas lines for NIPSCO down there as a summer job.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet it's a pretty place. Any place not near water, I like.
So tamales is your thing, and you're sick of, you know, getting them, like, you know, from the little lady in the corner somewhere. You want a real tamale.
Yes.
So you're going to take us up on the tamale box, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Does it have any meat in it?
That's up to you. So
you better tell us now.
You can have a jalapeno cheese. It does have a bit of a spice to it. Or we have pork with Rojas sauce, or chicken with Rojas sauce. Or
I'll take the pork.
The pork? All right.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to send you out a gift card from La Mamacita's Food Truck of Northwest Indiana.
And where's her? I kind of came in at the tail end here.
Sure.
Where is your home base?
Our home base is in Valparaiso, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But we travel
everywhere.
And you know what? If you like these tamales, I'm sure that's what you're getting.
Yes.
She also does catering, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come out to your house or your venue.
And we'll deliver the tamales to you.
You hear that? They're going to go all the way down to Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. I'll meet you halfway.
And
no
with
problem.
The with the box, sounds like a plan. And with the box, you get a quart of rice, a quart of beans, and chips and salsa as well. So you get the full experience.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like a winner, right?
Yes. Thank you.
So
I won the lottery.
No, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. I hope to hear from you again.
Okay.
Thanks.
I appreciate this so much.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
I think you made her day.
Aww.
I think you made Monica's day.
That's good.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, Monica, we're down to the last minute.
That went fast.
And I still, look at all the notes I haven't even covered.
That's it. You're going to have to have me back.
I'm going to have to have you back.
Do you ever travel to Illinois, Chicago area?
We have not been to. Oh, well, actually, I'll take that back. We did do a staff appreciation lunch in Illinois.
Monica, real quick, who do you want to thank? We only got about 20 seconds there.
Oh, boy. There's such a tremendous amount of people. Just thank you to everybody that has kept us supporting us and been there for us. And to everybody who has believed in us, and a special thank you to my staff who has stood by us through thick and thin and worked nonstop crazy hours. And thank you to you all for having me. It's been a great experience.
Believe me, we want to thank you. We want to thank Monica from La Mamacita Food Truck of Northwest Indiana for stopping into the studios here on Let's Eat. We had a great hour. It went by fast, huh, Sharon?
Always.
And you know what? We got some good food on top of it. I mean, that was a bonus.
I know. That's so nice.
What a great job. This is just my hobby.
And we are booking fast for this upcoming season. So if anybody is interested, we can set up a tasting, or I can give availability or more information on a customized menu. My phone number is 219-455-1744.
So we want everyone to stay warm and everyone to have a great Valentine's Day. Give your sweetie a hug and give him a kiss. And all we have left to say is Yasu.